Mamamoo and Live Now gave us the tea on what to expect from the group's online concert on May 1st. Mamamoo is a four-member K-pop group from South Korea that has been making waves internationally since 2014. Not only are they a vocal powerhouse, but the group has also been challenging the social norms for women in Korea. Today, Mamamoo talks about being an artist during a pandemic and what the group's future looks like. Mamamoo has a plethora of hits we've fallen in love with through the years, and you can definitely expect them to perform all your faves. Member Solar says,
"It will be more like a gift package with all the hits from our 7 years as Mamamoo."
Hwasa goes on to say they'll perform songs you haven't heard in a while.
"We're going to perform some songs that we haven't performed in a long time, and it was exciting to prepare for. If you are feeling tiresome with your day-to-day routine, we would love to have you come aboard with us on a joyful journey."
Moving on, the girls talk more about what excites them about the show. Moon Buell, in particular, says she's excited to see the fans' reactions, saying,
"The cheer from our fans excites us the most. Especially when it's something special like this virtual event. When we prepare for a show, it's always with one thought in mind. How much will our Mumus like this?"
Wihin then says that even though it's sad, they can't meet their fans in person, they are still energized to greet them virtually.
"With more intact, on-plus contact virtual events, it's quite sad that we're not able to experience the cheer and joy directly with the fans, but we're still energized when reading comments from fans on our socials. Wihin."
Diving deeper into the Q&A, the girls talked about why New York was chosen as the theme for the Live Now show and more.
"Why is New York the inspiration? Have you ever been?"
Hwasa, "We felt the energy of the city when we visited New York, the fancy lights and busy people. We felt that it was similar to us enjoying the stage when we were performing." Moon Buell continues, "We have a song titled New York. It captures the passion of Broadway, and our stage for Live Now will also carry that same energy."
"What is your favorite thing to do in New York? Or what would you love to do in New York if you haven't been?"
Solar, "I was in New York for a show. I would love to meet the enthusiastic fans there again and perform."
"How long is the performance? Are there many surprises in store?"
Moon Buell, "The show will be about an hour, and Live Now have prepared a wonderful stage inspired by the New York motif just for us. Although it's a virtual event, we'll perform as if our Mumus are there with us. So you can expect nothing more than an amazing experience."
"Which song are you most excited to perform?"
Wihin, "Oh Ah Yeah" is a song that we exchange looks with each other and perform really playfully. So every time we perform this song, it's fun and exciting. Hwasa, "We've also prepared a rock version of the song Go Go BB, which will be amazing."
"How nervous do you get on stage? Or is it something you were born to do?"
Solar, "We do get nervous, but when we talk to each other about the show and tell ourselves that we are ready, that feeling of anxiety turns into excitement when we go on stage." Hwasa, "I feel that I turn into a different me when I go on stage. Especially when we are able to meet with the fans and we see the glisten in their eyes, I instantly feel more confident."
"How much have you missed performing for fans during the pandemic?"
Moon Buell, "It's difficult to put into words how we're not able to meet with our Mumus." Wihin goes on to say, "We miss them so much. I hope the day we see our fans again comes soon."
7 years together. Looking back, what advice would you give your younger self starting their career with Mamamoo?
Moon Buell, "During the 7 years as Mamamoo, there have definitely been difficult times. But with the other members, together as a group, we've grown so much. If I were to meet myself from 7 years ago before I debuted, I would encourage her to look forward to the days to come and the growth ahead of you." Hwasa, "If I were to meet myself from 7 years ago, I would tell her to enjoy and savor the moments. I always think that I can do better and that prevented me from appreciating our moments together fully."
What is your greatest triumph as a group?
Solar, "I'm not sure if it's a triumph, but Mumus all around the world send us messages of support on our socials. It's incredible that we have fans in places where we weren't able to visit yet. We're so thankful. We would like to visit them sometime in the future and show our gratitude."
What are we going to see from Mamamoo this year?
Moon Buell, "We want to show our fans something unforgettable. You should all look forward to it." Wihin, "I recently released a solo album, and I just wish I can conclude my solo campaign joyfully and healthily. After that, I want to show a new and different Mamamoo Wihin. I'll be more than prepared for the day we see our Moomoos in the very near future.
Have your solo projects contribute to your success as a group?
Moon Buell, after our solo projects, we feel more stable and perfected as a group. We think that that sense of stability and security brings out the best in our performances. Hwasa, I think we've shown our fans that each member really has a different style and individuality. It feels like the fans love the synergy of these different personalities added together as Mamamoo.
Where do you each draw your inspiration from musically to get your own sound?
Moon Buell, I'm really into fashion, so I often search for fashion lookbooks and magazines. I also recently started hosting my own radio show, and I'm inspired when talking to the guests on the show. Wee-in, my friends, my cat Mo, and our fans. I'm inspired by the most valuable people around me. In fact, on my solo album, I have songs about Mo and our fans.
How have you found the last year, coping with the pandemic?
Solar, there were too many unfortunate events due to the pandemic. Most of all, I'm upset and disappointed that we have lost the opportunity to meet with the fans. Hwasa, I had a lot of free time due to the pandemic, and although it's sad, I've learned ways to relax and cope.
Have you found that it's been a time to get creative, or have you taken the opportunity to step back, reflect and slow down?
Moon Buell, I didn't let myself be pulled down and found my way to appreciate my daily life and take a rest. I've also taken the time to grow myself as a person, as an artist. Wee-in, I'm a homebody, so I stayed at home and took the time alone away from the busy daily life. This inspired my solo album.
What self-care tips do you deploy when it feels a bit overwhelming? Do you practice yoga, watch a favorite movie or something else?
Solar, I enjoy working out at home. It's good that you don't need any special equipment, and I shared some of the training videos with my fans. Hwasa, I go out for a drive. I especially like to go out for a drive in the nighttime or early morning when there's no one around, or on the roads of the Han River. When you breathe the night air, it clears my thoughts and calms me.
What are you most looking forward to when things get back to some kind of normal?
Wee-in, going back on stage so we can meet our Moomoos. Hwasa, we're all longing for it.
When you need a good laugh, who or what do you turn to?
Moon Buell, I call my mother. Whether it's something that worries me or makes me happy. When I call my mother, she's always very supportive and sometimes tells me off, but I always feel her love for me, and I rely on her very much. Wee-in, I also call my mother. We chit-chat, and just by spending time talking to her, it makes me feel better. She's like a dear friend to me.
What's the go-to comfort food dish you make for yourself?
Solar, I recently had rosé tteokbokki, and I instantly realized why it was such a hit. I want to cook and eat some with my older sister. Hwasa, I always think of a home-cooked meal when it comes to comfort food. Sharing a meal together with family is always a comforting and reinvigorating thing for me.
Special thanks to Livno and Mamamoo for giving us this opportunity. Get your tickets for Mamamoo's online concert now.